All right. Good afternoon. This is a public rulemaking hearing held in accordance with the State Administrative Procedure Act, specifically Section 244103, Colorado Revised Statute. The date is Thursday, October 15, 2015, and the time is 1 p.m. We are meeting in the Secretary of State's Aspen Conference Room on the third floor of the Office of the Secretary of State at 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. I am Deputy Secretary of State Suzanne Steyer. I'm convening this hearing in accordance with the rulemaking notice published in the Colorado Register on April 15, 2015. For the many members of the audience, I'd like to introduce the rest of the staff that's up here. Andrea Geiger to my far left, Department Rulemaking Manager, Melissa Polk to my left, Legal Unit Manager. To my far right, Steve Bowie, Campaign and Political Finance Manager, and to my direct right, Judd Choate, Director of Elections Division. The purpose of this hearing is to receive comments from the public on proposed amendments to the Secretary of State's campaign and political finance rules that were temporarily adopted on September 15, 2015. I really have to read. Specifically, the Secretary is considering permanent adoption of the following amendments to clarify requirements and respond to questions from the Office of Legislative Legal Services. Repeal of Rule 2.3.2 to clarify that a candidate running for a junior college board of trustees is subject to the provisions of Article 28 or Article 45 of Title I CRS and is required to file a candidate affidavit and reports with the Secretary of State. Amendments to Rule 9.1 to clarify that a candidate must sign any registration form or report filed by a candidate or candidate committee. Partial repeal of Rule 10.8.1 because it is addressed by Colorado Constitution Article 28, Section 4, Sub 2. The Secretary of State released a preliminary draft of proposed rules with the Notice of Rulemaking on September 15, 2015. Copies of the Notice of Rulemaking, Draft Statement of Basis, and the preliminary draft rules are available on the table at the back of the room. These documents are also available on the office website. This is a formal rulemaking hearing. This meeting is audio recorded and all comments become part of the official legal record. This hearing is also being broadcast over the internet. For anyone who wishes to testify at this hearing, there are sign-up sheets on the table at the back of the room. You must sign up in order to testify. For the record, our office has received written comments on the proposed rules. As we receive comments, they become part of the official record of this hearing and are posted online. At this time, all interested parties have an opportunity to submit any data, views, or arguments on amendments to the campaign and political finance rules in writing and, if desired, orally. Is there anyone here who wishes to testify? No? Okay. All right. Seeing none, at this time, our office will take under advisement possible amendments to the Secretary of State's campaign and political finance rules. The record will remain open through the close of business Thursday, October 22nd, 2015, to allow the submission of additional written comments. That concludes today's hearing. The time is 1:05. Thank you very much.